What a tremendous crowd you are. I can tell we are going to have a lot of fun here tonight. And might I just start off by saying, I love the state of California because this is where democracy lives. As we sit here tonight, our nation is in great peril because of the actions of our current president, George W. Bush. We're now living in very dangerous times, the likes of which my generation has not seen yet. And I never imagined I'd be here today standing in front of you talking about politics, much less being on the Democratic side of politics. Even more surprising that I'm talking about impeachment. If only my Bush-supporting grandparents could see me now. Even they are starting to change their minds. I was raised in a very moderate, middle-class family, religious, going to church every Sunday. And even though my parents had the money to put me through college, I wasn't concerned about going to college. Not because it was just some extra chore that people have to do after high school to get a good job, but because from the age of 5, I knew that I wanted to join the military. I have this long family tradition. I've traced it as far back to my great uncle, who died as a prisoner of war shortly after the Bataan Death March, which he endured. Both grandfathers, one in Korea, one in World War II, uncles in Vietnam, and even cousins today, including a colonel that's in the Pentagon. I looked up to these people, and I wanted to serve my country the same as they did, and live up to the code of honor that had been established in my family. So shortly after high school, I enlisted for 4 years of active duty service in the United States Air Force. Looking back, it's amazing to see how naive and uninformed I was on matters of foreign policy. And here I was going to be implementing them across the ocean in the Middle East. What I was about to learn from firsthand experience during my time in the military was more valuable than any textbook could have ever taught me. Upon completion of my boot camp and technical school, I was assigned to Tinker Air Force Base, where I worked on communications, navigation, and cryptological systems on the E-3 AWACS, which is an airborne warning and control system platform. About this time, the 2000 presidential elections were occurring, and I voted for Bush because I felt that he would have the best control over our military, give us a pay raise, and largely because I was uninformed about politics as they stood. He did go on to become our president, as we all know. And shortly after that, September 11th happened. I was sent over to the Middle East, and I bought into the entire system still. We were providing direct combat support for operations in Afghanistan. I was simply a soldier following orders and doing my job, uninformed. At one point, I'm sad to say, I was even climbing up into the bomb bays of the B-1 bombers, which were parked across the flight line from us, and signing these bombs that would be dropped just a short couple of hours later. 6 months after coming home from the direct combat support in Afghanistan, I was deployed again, this time to Saudi Arabia in support of Operation Southern Watch. And although we had been bombing Iraq, unbeknownst to me, at first, we had been bombing them at least a couple times a week for 12 years. And when I found out, I was surprised at first. This wasn't spoken of in the media. The media grew tired of this story, but it's true. And I didn't have a problem with it until this bombing intensified. And when I saw Bush come on TV shortly thereafter and say, we're going to try diplomacy first, it led me to question. Especially after we sent more than 100 planes up in a single strike on September 5th, 2002, British and U.S. forces combined. Now, I've done some preliminary research, and the best of what I've been able to figure out from the news reports, our bombing intensified about 500% 6 months before we ever laid siege to any city in Iraq on the ground. I went to Iraq as a civilian because I learned that I could not trust my government, and especially this president. The things that I saw in Iraq while I was there made me ashamed that this was being done in my name. The situation at that point in 2004 was critical, and it is only worse now. To date, 2,400 of our soldiers have died in Iraq. Almost 40,000 have been medically evacuated from the country. More than 100,000 Iraqis have been killed because of our presence there. And more than $300 billion of our taxpayer money has been spent overseas, while the federal deficit continues to climb and the people's social services are suffering. I was having somebody proofread the speech tonight, and they said, you know, people's is the capital P. I'm like, oh, no, that's right, because we are the people, and the people always get a capital P. We the people are suffering because of this unnecessary war, and some studies have shown that this war could cost in excess of $1 trillion when you account for all the veterans' benefits that we will rightfully have to pay out, and the reparations to Iraq, and also the refitting of our now destroyed military. Finally, our image has been tarnished because of the actions of George Bush. So you may say, what can we do about this? I'm getting there. Luckily, progress is being made. One of our honored guests tonight, Assemblymember Paul Koretz, introduced language calling for the impeachment of George Bush right after three state legislators from Illinois did the same thing just a week or two earlier. We need to support our elected officials that are working towards this and urge others to join them. And may I just add in here a shameless plug that I'm so proud to be working for Marcy Winograd, who is running for Congress against Jane Harmon in the 36th Congressional District. She is an anti-war, pro-impeachment candidate. And if we have any delegates or proxies in here, we need 300 signatures by 10:15 tonight. You'll see clipboards around here. Please come and see us. We're trying to block the endorsement of Jane Harmon. On another front, we can work to replace these Bush Democrats with real Democrats across the board, not just in one district. We need real Democrats who will stand up for ideals and values of the party and our country. You know, after all, we have to take back the party if we have any hope of taking back the House. Finally, we must stand united as an opposition party true to its roots. Ladies and gentlemen, the integrity of our great nation has been compromised. We were lied to by our president and continue to be lied to. This president has proven his incompetence, and left unchecked, we can only look forward to more of the same. As we march forward in search of justice, let us impeach George Bush for the high crimes that he has committed. Thank you for being here tonight, and thank you for joining me, and let the impeachment movement begin. Yeah.